Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the RADCOM Ltd. Third Quarter 2014 Results Conference Call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded, October 29th, 2014. I would now like to hand over the call to Ms. Noga Fischer. Ms. Fischer, would you like to begin?
Yes. Thank you, Yoni, and thank you all for joining us. With me today are RADCOM CEO David Ripstein and CFO Uri Birenberg. By now, we assume you have seen the earnings press release, which was issued a few hours earlier. It is available on all the major financial news feeds. Before we begin, I'd like to review the safe harbor provision. Forward-looking statements in the conference call involve a number of risks and uncertainties, including but not limited to product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, product technology development, the effect of the company's accounting policies, and other risk factors detailed in filings. The company does not undertake to update forward-looking statements. In this conference call, management will be referring to certain non-GAAP financial measures, which are provided to enhance the user's overall understanding of the company's financial performance. By excluding certain non-cash charges, non-GAAP results provide information that is useful in assessing RADCOM's core operating performance and in evaluating and comparing our results of operations on a consistent basis from period to period. The presentation of this additional information is not meant to be considered a substitute for the corresponding financial measures prepared in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. Investors are encouraged to review the reconciliations of GAAP to non-GAAP financial measures, which are included in the quarter's earnings release. Now I'd like to turn the call over to David. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Noga, and thank you all for joining us today. The third quarter was a period of strong progress with outstanding financial results. As you can see, sales were more than $6 million for the first time in many years, up 26% compared with the last year. Our gross margin was 66% compared with the 61% for 2013, continuing its climb towards our long-term target of over 75%. Operating profit, net profit, operating margin, and operating profit all set new records for the company. This has given us our fourth straight quarter of profits, and we believe the best is still ahead. These excellent results demonstrate what we view as the new business as usual for RADCOM: strong growth, strong expense control, growing opportunities, and a good win rate. The main source of our growth is the MAVERICK, our new customer experience management solution for the LTE and data environment. It has been recognized as a fantastic tool for operators to keep their customers happy, which translates directly into revenues for them. For us, this means opportunities and sales. Our timing with the MAVERICK is very good. We have come out at the beginning of the LTE cycle, which is just starting to pick up speed. For example, according to Ericsson, in 5 years, 80% of subscriptions in Asia-Pacific will be LTE, and according to Global Mobile Supplier, nearly 600 operators are currently investing in LTE in 168 countries. With our own customers, especially in Latin America and Asia-Pacific, we are seeing the beginning of strong LTE investment. But LTE networks have an important pain point. They are so complex that it is almost impossible to track down and solve service problems without using the right monitoring tools. That is where the MAVERICK comes in. It uses super high-capacity processing power and supports protocol analysis to identify and solve problems even before customer notice. As a software-based solution, It is fast and easy to deploy. Operators install it in weeks instead of months and see an immediate improvement in their customer retention. Maverick's unique capabilities are bringing us more opportunities and larger opportunities than ever before, mostly with Tier 1 and Tier 2 operators. Some are for massive projects that enable us to propose multi-year agreements, and customers appreciate these options. During the quarter, we announced a new win with a Tier 1 operator in Europe, and we hope to be able to announce additional good news soon. In parallel, our transition from a hardware company to a software-driven company continues to make permanent improvements to our business model. It is driving our gross margin from the low 60s to a new long-term target of above 75%. We are not there yet, but having achieved a 69% gross margin for the first 9 months, we are well on our way. In addition, our transition to a software-based solution is reducing the time from booking to deployment. This benefits the customer while making our revenue recognition more predictable, reducing our expenses, and improving our collections. In summary, the third quarter was outstanding. Our business is stronger than ever, and we look forward to additional good quarters ahead. We have the right products for large, fast-growing markets, and our plan is delivering good results. We expect to continue growing in Q4 and throughout 2015, and look forward to reporting our progress over time. With that, I'll stop and turn the call over to Uri to discuss the financial results. Uri, please.
Thank you, David. Since you have the press release in front of you, I will just go over the highlights. To give you a better understanding of our results, I will be referring to non-GAAP results, which exclude share-based compensation for all periods. Revenues for the quarter were $6 million, their highest level in many years. This is up 26% compared with the third quarter of 2013 and 21% compared with the second quarter. For the first 9 months of the year, revenues were $16.4 million, up 11% from year 2013. Gross margin for the quarter was 66%. This is a significant improvement compared with the 50% for the third quarter of 2013 and 61% for 2013 overall. For the first 9 months of the year, gross margin was 69%, compared with 62% in the first 9 months of 2013. As David said, we expect the shift to a software-driven model to increase our margin over the long term to above 75%. In the meantime, the exact gross margin for any one quarter will depend on the mix of sales. Our operating expenses were steady again during this quarter. It remains at the right level for supporting the company for the next several quarters at least. Our grant from the chief scientist was large this quarter, reflecting a catch-up from the lower grants of the past two quarters. We have posted an all-time record operating income of $1.2 million. This is a 20% operating margin, which is also a record for us. Financial expenses for the quarter were $309,000, compared with the financial income that we recorded during the past two quarters. Both the expenses and the income are from changes in the exchange rate between the dollar and the other currencies we use, including the Israeli shekels, the Brazilian real, and others. Net income for the quarter on a non-GAAP basis totaled $872,000, or 11 cents per share. This is another company record. As David mentioned, this is our fourth straight profitable quarter. For the first 9 months, net profit totaled a record of $1.5 million, or 18 cents per share, compared to a $1.1 million net loss for the first 9 months of year 2013. So we are in a completely different position than when we were this time last year, and we are very optimistic looking forward. Turning to the balance sheet, all parameters are in line with our expectations. Our collections in the quarter were very good, giving us our third quarter in a row with positive cash flow. As of the end of the quarter, our cash and cash equivalents were $4.5 million, up another 17% from the second quarter. This is up $3.3 million in just three quarters. Back to you, David.
Thank you, Uri. So that's it for the third quarter. We are pleased with our progress, working according to plan, and confident regarding the future. We thank you for your ongoing support. With that, we'll be happy to take your questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Amit Dayal of H.C. Wainwright. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations on the strong quarter, guys. Just really quickly, a few questions. I want to start with whether you can provide a breakdown of the product and services revenues for the quarter.
Yes, please. The product from the new product that we are selling, we have about 30% out of the total sales.
Okay. And services?
For Q3.
Okay.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Mr. Ripstein, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. Thank you, Noga. Thank you, Uri. And to you all for.
Excuse me, Mr. Ripstein. There is an additional question. Would you like to open him?
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
Amit Dayal, you'd like to continue with another question?
Yes, thank you. I got cut off. I don't know why, but can you talk a little bit about the R&D expenses this quarter? It came in a little lower. You mentioned something in relation to grants in your statements. Could you just clarify what happened this quarter and what levels we should see R&D kind of come in at the next quarter?
Yes. So basically, we are receiving grants from the Chief Scientific Officer in Israel. We are attending different plans and asking for grants. We were supposed to get this grant at the beginning of the year. Some of the grant was postponed and was approved just by a few weeks ago during Q3. So it allows us to recognize and to reduce the expense report. It's a catch-up. The main difference is a catch-up for Q1, Q2.
So this should come back to the previous levels that we saw for the next quarter?
No. It means that it will be more or less around $400 per quarter.
Okay.
This is the normal.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then you saw some foreign exchange fluctuations, $300,000 roughly, impacted your net income, I guess. What are we doing to address this, given that it is a significant percentage of potential profits for you that were lost?
Well, basically, if you look at the whole 9 months of the year, you're going to see that the effect of the FX and the effect of the financial expenses is not materially high. It's about $50,000. So on Q1, Q2, we earned from the effect of the FX. On Q3, it was the opposite way around. We prefer not to play with the currencies, and we prefer to put our focus not in hedging and not playing with financials, but doing our job.
Just going back to the gross margins, you had mentioned some fluctuations in gross margins for the next few quarters given smaller margin projects that are being completed. Are most of those out of the way, or should we still expect some fluctuations in margins on a sequential basis until you start stabilizing maybe towards the 75% levels?
Hi, Amit. This is David. Good morning. Let me try to clarify this issue. We have, as you know, we have a backlog that we are managing with a legacy technology, and most of the new cells are with a new technology which has a much better gross margin. So you can expect a mix between those two in the coming few quarters. This quarter, we had more legacy technology than the new technology, so it's end up with 66%. As time will pass, we will see better gross margin, and we will meet our target of 75% and maybe even more than that. There can be fluctuation from one quarter to another. So I suggest to look, you know, on few quarters as a sum, like we are looking on the last three quarters and see 69%, and we are happy with this number.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Mr. Ripstein, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. Thank you, Noga. Thank you, Uri, and to you all for participating in this conference call.
Thank you. This concludes the RADCOM Ltd. Third Quarter 2014 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.